Hello, you have reached TNT Transportation. For David Banville in dispatch, press 1. For Greg Vaught in oversized dispatch, press 2. For Dana Fogel, press 3. For Heather Wise, office manager and permitting, press 4.
TNT, this is Heather.
Hey Heather, this is Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just kind of wanted to follow up here based off the phone call that we had there last
right.
week, and I know you and I were going back and forth on a few emails here. I just kind of wanted to touch base and see where you guys were at.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get back with you. It was kind of crazy week last week.
No worries.
I talked to Greg, and I guess he was hoping for more information up front as far as the terms and such before we went through the whole process. And, like, okay, is it going to be, like, 50% interest and we have to pay it back in, like, you know, 30 days or something? You know,
yeah,
that's what we're afraid of.
I just didn't want to bombard you with a six-page email there. It's just going to kind of depend on what you guys were looking for there. I kind of wanted to just get a base for what it was you were looking for and what your kind of plans were, and I could kind of definitely – kind of paint you a picture of here what we can do for you.
Right.
I know you guys said you were looking more on the capital side than the equipment, correct?
Yeah.
And then how much was it you guys were maybe looking to bring on here?
I don't know, maybe 100, 150.
Okay. And what was it you guys were looking to do with that? Was it for like payroll purposes, or what was the need there for the capital?
Just for any, I mean, yeah, it could be for payroll, it could be for, you know, bills, it could be for anything, just depending on what we need at that time.
Okay, and is business just kind of slow at the moment?
No,
or?
We have slow paying people.
Aha, you guys are on like net 30, net 60.
Yeah, so we have a big accounts receivable, we just have people that won't pay it. basically.
Is that currently happening right now, or is that just something you guys have kind of ran into here usually during this time period?
It is occurring right now, and it's something that just happens periodically depending on a customer.
I gotcha.
Happening with that customer.
I see.
So I guess he was just trying to get some.
Yeah, so I can kind of just explain how the working capital works here with us. It's the majority of the weight is going to be based off your gross annual sales. So we're usually able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line. It's unsecured cash. There's no collateral that you have to put up. With that, I mean, the rates are going to be usually a little bit higher than your nationwide bank, but we're able to get you more money, and we can get you funded in about 48 hours after you guys apply. I don't know, were you guys in need of this now? What was the kind of a time scale you guys were looking to bring this on?
I'm not really sure. You know, he just periodically has me looking into this, so I'm not sure, like, how quickly he needed it or anything like that. I was just kind of getting information for him.
Uh-huh. Okay, so with the application process, it's just a one-page app. We need 6 months of your most recent bank statements and just your most recent tax return. I know you were asking me what kind of the process looks like. After we get that paperwork, within about 24 hours, I can get you answers for what programs and rates you're going to qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything kind of sparks an interest there, the offer is good for 90 days. So you're not obligated to sign it for anything right then and there. If you guys want to shop around, we do have a match or beat policy. So if you guys are getting quotes from other vendors or companies or whatever else you might be looking at, you can definitely send that along with us to the underwriting department, and they can take that into consideration. I know you guys said you're on the net 30, net 60 payrolls, and a lot of actually – a big chunk of our business right now has been with the trucking companies, with the between oil prices and the election year and everyone being on hold. And I've been working with some of these companies here where almost half their fleet is just sitting there collecting dust.
We don't have, fortunately, we don't have that problem.
Business is still good for you guys, it sounds like.
That's the problem when you still have a payroll but you don't have any coming in.
We're just trying to get paid over here now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So,
So yeah, there's really just three things that we take into account. If you don't mind me asking, do you know what your sales were last year off the top of your head?
I don't off the top of my head. I would have to look.
Yeah, so I mean, whatever that number is, I mean, take about 10 to 15%, and that's usually in the ballpark of what we can get you guys on the capital side. How long have you guys been in business for?
30 years.
30 years, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your guys' credit look like? Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I think it's, as far as I know, it's good, yeah.
Good as in, like, maybe low mid sevens, or?
Probably, yes.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, those are kind of the three things that we really look at is time in business, credit, and then your sales. So, you guys have been in business for 30 years, which is going to help you, and it sounds like your credit's right along there as well. So, it doesn't sound like getting you cash is going to be an issue. It's just going to be a matter of when you guys were looking to do this, and kind of what programs and rates you're going to qualify for. It does sound like you guys will probably qualify for some of our better programs just based off the two. I know you said you weren't sure what your sales were, but just a rough estimate, like I said, just kind of take 10 to 15%, and that's what we could get you. So that's kind of what you're working with here. So you have my email and you have my contact information. I mean, there's no rush to get that process going. If you guys want to just apply just to see what you do get approved for, and if it sparks an interest and it makes sense for the business and you can benefit from it, by all means, we can proceed. It definitely sounds like it might be something that could benefit you, especially if you're on these net 60s.
Yeah.
Some of these companies I've been talking to, they've been getting pushed back to net 120s. So
yeah.
They're really taking a hit. The industry itself is really taking a hit, and it's a tough industry to be in right now. So just the fact that you guys still have a good business going right now and you guys are still busy is really good to hear. So
yeah. Yeah, we are, so. But yeah, that part is good. But he's on vacation right now, so I think he'll be back this week, so I will talk to him when he gets back and just
with him
again.
Yeah, just kind of go over that information that I gave you there, and I'll maybe follow up here early next week, give you guys some time to kind of look over it. If you do have any questions, you have my email and my contact info is in there as well, so definitely feel free to reach out. But in the meantime, definitely just go over that with him, and we'll touch base here early next week.
All right. Sounds good.
I appreciate all the help, Heather. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.